What is up, everybody? Welcome to another awesome episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. This is Jonathan Barbera with Prime Homes. On this podcast, I wanted to share with you guys what I learned. I went to a economic forecast meeting presentation this past week. It was put together by Keller Williams, and the speaker was Dr. Mark Dotsauer. I don't know, some shit like that. But he's a economic professor here in Texas, and he was putting a whole talk together about what the economic forecast was for 2018 and what he sees going forward on 2019. So I had a few people reach out and ask about, you know, what is it that he saw, what did I learn, and all this. So I wanted to go ahead and share with you guys a couple points that he brought up. So all in all, the economic forecast for 2019 looks good. So if you guys have any big projects going on, and of course, keep in mind that this is for San Antonio and primarily like Texas area. If you're somewhere else, you got to do your own research there. This is just for this, primarily for the San Antonio area, even though he did look at a few macro indicators and they're all still pretty good. So all in all, real estate is doing good. The way he kind of described it is before real estate was a rocket, and right now real estate is more like an airplane, still coasting at high altitudes at, you know, whatever the hell the speed is when they're up there. But it's starting to descend a little bit. Okay. So it's not landing, it's not crashing, it's just starting to kind of, it's starting its descent. So he projects that within 18 months to maybe 2 years, we could expect some form of recession. Now, keep in mind, this is not accounting for any unforeseen things that may happen in the economy macro-wise. If something happens, you know, with the macro economy that just, you know, it shocks the hell out of everybody, obviously all these projections are going to change. But reading the data for what it is now, they're kind of expecting more or less of a recession within 18 months to 24 months. Now, like he said, based on past data, just because the country has a recession doesn't mean that Texas is going to. Texas tends to want to do its own thing. We have a very strong economy here. We have a really good infrastructure. So the country may be crashing or going through a recession, but Texas, like it did in 2008, it didn't really budge all that much, you know? So that's something to keep in mind. Going to the actual data points, one of the biggest factors that is driving the real estate market right now is affordability. So home sales for houses under $200,000 actually declined 7.5%. The reason for this is a low inventory. It doesn't mean that homes under 200 are not selling. It just means that there's less homes under 200,000 being sold. So affordability, especially in San Antonio and pretty much everywhere, is a big issue. So that is something that at Prime Homes we've been paying attention to for a while now, which is why we stay within that price point when we renovate and flip homes as well as hold rentals. We like houses under that $200,000 price point. They always sell very quickly. And rental wise, we like houses that are around the $150,000 price point because, again, because affordability is such an issue, we feel and we've seen every time we get a house around the $150,000, within 4 to 6 months, by the time we're done with the renovation or the negotiation and we actually purchase it, it's already worth $165,000, you know, and some of them are worth $170,000. And if you can hold them for a year, they're worth $170,000, $175,000. Hold them for 2 years, they're closer to the $180,000s, $190,000s. I mean, it appreciates rather quickly because usually those are the next neighborhoods to appreciate, right? People that can't afford the $200,000 price points, that's where they have to go. So we love that area, and he kind of just verified that So that's always really good to know and keep in mind. Another thing is that there are three causes to a rising or falling real estate market. And the three causes are cheap rates, appreciation, and job growth. So one thing that we're seeing for the San Antonio and the Texas market, especially in San Antonio, they're projecting another 1 million people in the next 10 years to move to this area. Now, what they consider the San Antonio area, they consider from San Antonio to New Braunfels. So it's not just San Antonio. It's all the way that little corridor up to New Braunfels. They're expecting another 1 million people to move here. So that, of course, is going to drive up home prices a little more. It's going to drive up rents more because those people are going to need a place to live. You know, everybody needs a roof over their head. So that's going to drive appreciation. And as far as interest rates go, he predicts that we've hit the highest interest rates that we were going to hit, right? So we got close to 5% on mortgage rates, and now they're starting to decline again. And he feels like they're going to go back down a little bit. He doesn't necessarily anticipate that they're going to go as low as they were a couple years ago, but they will go back down. Because one thing that he feels they made a mistake is the Fed decided to raise interest rates too quickly. So one thing that he talked about the Trump administration, and now don't put your political views, your opinion doesn't matter. What matters is what Trump is trying to do to get reelected. So what Trump wants to do to get reelected is make sure that we have a strong stock market because it makes the economy look strong. So he is opening up some sanctions for Iran with their oil exports, which is going to cause oil prices to stay relatively low. So if you keep oil prices relatively low, it's going to keep inflation relatively low, and it's going to give the illusion of a strong economy. So the stock market is predicted to go back up and everything. So if you pretty much believe that Trump wants to get reelected, which, every president wants to get reelected, you're going to see a strong economy in the next year or two, because he's going to do everything in his power to make sure that we stay strong so he can get elected. So that's something that kind of, if you want to bet on in a way, is that we should still be good for the next at least year and a half if any unforeseen changes do happen. Another thing that he covered that was rather interesting is a lot of people, and I'm sure you're one of them, everybody's expecting and waiting for a crash, right? And everybody's expecting and waiting for a crash that's bigger than the 2008 crash, because that's what we've recently seen. But one of the points that he brought up was people from the Great Depression, when they went through the Great Depression, they kept waiting for another Great Depression. And it never came, right? And then people from the 80s that had inflation, after that inflation happened, that mortgage rates were like 15%, they were waiting for another inflationary period. That inflationary period never came again. And then it happened again in 2008. The housing market crashed, and now everybody's waiting for another housing market to crash or another economic crash to happen. His point was, what if it doesn't come, right? So everybody keeps waiting for these massive crashes to repeat, but they haven't. You know, another depression didn't happen, another inflation didn't happen. And it's been 10 years since the last crash, and we're still chugging along. So his point was, be careful with not doing anything because you expect another crash to happen, when looking back at history, things don't repeat exactly the same. Now, we may have another correction, we may have a crash, but nobody knows, and nobody knows what it's going to look like. So you don't know how that's going to affect real estate. Now, this doesn't mean take huge risks on big flips and stuff like that. I think you should still buy smart. One thing that we've seen a lot, and this is a mistake that I feel a lot of people are making, is they're buying houses hoping that the market is going to pull them out, right? So they're buying a house that they're like, all right, it's right now the profit margin's not that big, but in 6 months, if everything stays on pace, we should, you know, we're going to see some appreciation and we'll make some money. That's the wrong way to invest. You know, I'm sure you guys have heard, you make money when you buy, not when you sell. And the thought process behind that is that you're buying correctly. You're buying a property that's profitable when you're buying it, not that hopefully it'll become profitable down the line. So don't take these massive risks because you feel like the economy is going to keep going up. Now, on that note, here are my thoughts. And again, you know, one thing they said about economists is always keep in mind that they're always 50%, there's a 50% chance they're always wrong, because that's what it is. They look at data, they interpret it the way they want to interpret it, and throw out their projections. And unfortunately, you know, I've seen economists that interpret the same data point two different ways. One looks at it extremely bullish and one looks at it extremely bearish. So it really depends, you know, it's a thing that nobody knows. No economist is a freaking Nostradamus that can predict it. It's just they make their best educated decision. Now, based on the facts and based on what I've seen with the growth here in San Antonio, even if we were to hit, let's say, a crash, a depression, a massive recession or anything like that, in the national scope, I think San Antonio is still sitting very well. Well, I don't see home prices in San Antonio crashing. What I do see is that instead of having a 5 or 7% year-over-year growth in home sales, I think that might decrease to 2% home growth sales, right? And in appreciation, I mean. So you might see a 2, maybe 3% appreciation if the economy happens to slow down or kind of take a hit. And another thing I could see coming is days on market will go up, right? So now instead of selling a house in 2 weeks or a month, it might take you 2 months, 3 months to sell a house. So you got to start factoring in holding costs. But I don't see a crash happening because a lot of people always talk a bubble. And in order for a bubble to form, things need to be extremely overvalued. And at least in San Antonio, they're not. They're really not. There are people that can afford the houses are buying the homes. You know, we're not seeing people that are buying houses out of their reach, out of their price points. So there's no real indicators why home prices should fall. Now, high-end homes are a different thing. High-end homes usually always get affected because people with high net worths, when they get scared, they kind of start holding back on their money. You know, so high net worth people, you know, in high-end homes might get affected in something like that where prices might drop because they're just sitting on the market for too long. I mean, right now in San Antonio, if you look at our market updates that we put out every month, and you can go to our YouTube page to see like all the market updates, you see that the most days on market are on higher end homes. These houses that are over $250,000, $300,000, they tend to sit on the market longer. So what's gonna happen is if we have any form of recession, they're gonna sit on the market even longer. So you're gonna have investors that instead of wanting to sit on the market for that long, they're gonna choose to drop the prices so it sells quicker, right? So when they start dropping those prices, you're gonna see an obvious price drop in higher end homes. So that's something to keep in mind for those of you that deal only in high end homes or wanna get into those speculative areas like the Ignewity or the historic areas in San Antonio, that, you know, those houses are gonna get affected, I believe. Again, this is just my opinion. This is not based on any, you know, like real, I don't know. I mean, they are kind of real numbers because it's just what facts show is that whenever something happens, high-end homes tend to slow down, right? So take it for what it is. That's kind of how we looked at it. And that was his whole thing. He believes interest rates are going to go down. It's going to become affordable. Real estate is a thing of time in the market, not trying to time the market. So if you're looking to pick up rentals, over the course of any 10-year span, you see that real estate always appreciates and you increase value, right? I mean, you're paying down equity, value is going up. So as long as you're not speculating too much, real estate is still always a good investment. You should not wait for that next opportunity because, like he says, we don't know if it's gonna come. You know, I mean, we might hit a recession, but maybe San Antonio doesn't. Maybe Texas doesn't hit a recession. Maybe we just still chug along and you're over here waiting and waiting, and the houses that you could have bought now for 150 or 180, now those houses are worth 200, right? And now they make even less sense than they did before. So real estate is still always a smart investment as long as you're not trying to time the market and you just put time in the market. So keep that in mind when you're moving forward with investing. And all in all, I mean, that was pretty much the overall take from this presentation. He did get very political and he kind of just started mocking both Republicans and Democrats. And that was really funny because you saw a whole room of people with that awkward laugh. Like he was clowning on both sides and people didn't want to really laugh at it. So it was hilarious to me. So that was pretty much the bulk of the presentation. That was the biggest takeaway. I look at it in a 1 year, I'm not looking at it 2 years from now, 3 years from now. So for this year coming up, we're still good. Keep chugging along, keep making smart investments. Unless any unforeseen things happen macro-wise, the economic forecast for 2019 is still very positive. We're still growing, and it should still be another great year for real estate. So if you're dealing with any people that are hesitant with investing, try to pull some data for them. You know, the data that we use is just that. Like, go to any 10-year period. It doesn't really matter. From 2007 to 2017, from, 2008 to 2018, and start pulling that data, and you're gonna see that houses, if you would have bought it then, they'll be worth more now. You know, so it doesn't matter when you buy. If you hold, you will make money. You know, so if you're a retail agent and you're having some buyers that are, they're waiting for the crash. Crash may never come, you know, and interest rates are low. They don't expect them to go to zero. So, this is a great time to buy, a great time to get in, and just don't gamble, you know. Don't buy anything that you're hoping that the market appreciates tremendously for you to make some money. That's very risky. You know, make sure that when you buy, you're making money now. So that being said, that was pretty much the whole talk, the whole forecast. Everything's still looking good. So hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope it helps. And again, like always, if you guys have any questions, anything you want me to go over, feel free to reach out. You can find me anywhere on social media. And just send in your questions. Hope you guys are enjoying it, and I'll catch you guys on the next one.